Thank you for being interested in our book, So You Want to Start a Business. What I would like to talk about with you today is why most startups fail. We wrote this book to help anyone interested in starting a business, whether or not you are a business person. Over 5 million new businesses are started each year in the United States, and unfortunately, most fail. Over 50% fail. And what we have learned through our research and our teaching in starting businesses is most businesses fail for the same common reasons. Now, when you talk to people and ask them why do businesses fail, the answer you hear the most is, well, most businesses fail because they are undercapitalized. They run out of money. Well, we think that answer is just flatly wrong. Most businesses fail for fundamental underlying problems. And those problems really fit into 7 different categories. Number 1, the new startup and entrepreneur does not offer a product or service which customers are willing to buy. Basically, going into a business, the sole purpose of your business is to serve customers, and you've got to offer them a product or service which is different from the competition and which meets their needs. The second reason most businesses fail is they don't sell enough product or services fast enough because they haven't gone and found enough customers and they haven't overcome customer inertia. The third reason most businesses fail is the price they sell the product for is not high enough to cover their cost of making or producing the product plus the money that they need to live on. The next reason is when you deliver your product, you can't deliver a high-quality product all the time. And that's what customers want. Customers want on-time delivery, defect-free delivery, and great customer service. The other reasons most businesses fail are because of employee problems, managing employees, and lastly, what we call the mismatch of cash. You have cash coming in from customers very slowly, and you have cash going out to pay your bills and expenses very fast. Now, business ideas are plentiful. They're like sand on a beach, and there are very, very few unique business ideas. And really, when you think about starting a business, you've got to do your homework. Step one is to learn the difference between a business idea and a business opportunity. Step two is you've got to see if your idea pencils. That means, does it make sense economically? Step three is you've got to do customer research. Step four is you've got to do competitor research. Step five is from all of that, you've got to design a differentiating product which meets customer needs. We teach you in our book how to basically do all of those steps and how to understand and learn the difference between a business idea and a business opportunity. Good luck with your journey.